for Story Notes with Bert Hawkins, who lives at Route 1, Box 255, Ontario, Oregon. Bert here in the office with me, and thought we'd visit a little bit about the Agribusiness Council of Oregon. Bert, I do appreciate very much taking a few minutes. You're a busy man out here, having moved on a new place and all that, Bert. I do appreciate it that you take a few minutes to chat with me here. Well, now, Bert, let's start out with your farming operation. How big a spread, as they say, over in Eastern Oregon you got here, Bert?
Well, it's small according to Texas size. No, we own and operate roughly on about 25,000 acres, only about 1,200 to 1,500 of which is actually farmed, the rest of it being range property out in the Ironsides area. And it's a family operation, closed family corporation, and two boys are with me. The older boy operates the Upper Straight Cow Ranch, and the younger son is down here helping me with this feedlot and diversified farming operation.
Now, when you say diversified, Bert, you're talking about the typical crops here, like onions and all those sort of thing, or what crops are we talking about?
No, I guess I'm really not that good a farmer to get into that highly intensified type farming. No, we're a livestock operation, and small grains and corn and alfalfa and pasture, this type of an operation is what we are.
Ah, fine, Bert. I thought a little pre-color here on your operation. Well, now, Bert, let's shift gears right into the Agribusiness Council of Oregon. I know that your interest, Bert, goes back quite a few years in this Agribusiness Council. We might start from the top and work down.
Well, that's right. I don't believe that I'm a charter member, but I'm just kind of sub-charter, I guess. I was one of the early joiners. I really appreciated the formation of an organization like this, basically because I've been a strong proponent of the working relationship between business and agriculture. I guess it started back when I was a kid going to high school, and if you were a ag kid, country kid, you weren't on the in. In other words, there was a wide bridge between the city kids and the town kids, or the country kids. And it wasn't right, and through the years I've been real pleased to see the joining of forces more, and this Agribusiness Council in Oregon was a prime example of this. And we can't get along without our urban counterparts, and conversely they really can't either, in at least in this area, in an agricultural area. And as you know, agriculture products in Oregon are the mainstay of our society in our life here in Oregon.
Yeah, you bet. Can you come up with about when you got started with Agribusiness Council, Bert? How many years ago? I don't remember just when ABC did get rolling in Oregon. Actually, I could dig that out, but I was just curious how many years, Bert, that you've been. Didn't you hold an office with ABC at one time?
I was on the board as such for I think 1 or 2, 3 years, about the time Joe Sato was real active and a vice president in it. I haven't been as strong actively in the organization as I would like to have been, because I've been active in other areas, and either I'm lazy or slow, but I only be able to seem to get around about so many places at once.
You bet. Well, now, Bert, how active, or how many, any idea how active ABC is over here in Eastern Oregon, right around Ontario, Nissa, Vale, and all those points?
Not nearly as active as I wish it were. I believe that ABC should become more visible in some of the outlying places. Now, when you get across the mountain and in that area, where most of the people are, is of course where they are the most active, as most of Oregon is. But we need more activity over here, whether it's an occasional meeting here by the ABC And they have been over here once, as far as I know. Now, maybe more times than that. But, you know, the strong thing, I think, that ABC can and has done, and hopefully will get larger on in the future, is the in the field of export. About 80%, if my figures are correct, of Oregon's products are exported. Our lifestyle then hinges to a large degree, whether it be profit or loss, on our ability to maintain a viable market overseas. And I think that because of the very name of the concept of ABC, working with our urban business partners, we can expand and build a stronger base for export products of Oregonian products.
You bet. In other words, it's a kind of a two-prong attack, isn't it, Bert? In that it alerts our local natives, local consumers, to this ABC. Also, when we go over to overseas markets.
Yes. Too many of us in agriculture don't appreciate the dependency that we have developed on overseas markets. But it is gratifying on our national news now. More and more we are hearing of the need and the balance of payments created by a strong agricultural base exporting products to pay for some of those things that we have to buy and import from overseas. So it's really is being recognized more each year, I feel, and groups like ABC are one of the prime motivators of this acceptance by the general public.
Well, in other words, I think we can wrap a ribbon around that one, Bert, in that Uncle Sam would be really hurting if we, on our balance of trade. I think that's the bottom line, wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, it surely is, and the team that we have in now, the new administration, I'm real pleased to see Secretary Block. One of his strong points is the need and working towards stronger export markets, and I can't help but think that we're going to see a lot of activity in this area in the near future.
Well, we sure hope so. Bert, now you have worked with ABC here for quite a period of time. Now, would you maybe review a little bit of some of the things or suggestions you would have for people who would like to join the fold and get into it? Some specific suggestions maybe you'd have, Bert.
Well, of course, I view ABC as other organizations have been involved in, and a lot of people say, well, I don't have any reason to join. There is not a meeting that I have been to, whether it be ABC or the Cattlemen or the Farm Bureau or the Wheat League or whatever, that I don't leave there and come home and realize that there's at least one or two things that I can benefit from, and hopefully that maybe I have contributed something along the line. But folks need to realize this and be a supporter of ABC in order to fully appreciate the involvement agricultural has at this point in developing markets and the working relationship between urban and agricultural people. Now, we tried to develop a dryland port district here in our local county. I think it's been about a year ago, and I was active in that, and it really bothered me to see the diversion when you get in a small debate between urban and rural people. And golly, I can't exist without my city cousin, and he has a kind of a tough time existing without me.
Yeah, it's just about to go ahead and answer your phone there, Bert, and I'll shut this off just a moment.
Yep. I don't know when ABC started.
Well, we're back here again here. I'm holding Bert away from working on a roof out here on the new place they moved on to. Bert, you know, people think, I think we could, I think you'll agree with me that we do have real good proof of grown in Oregon, if you please, is working. You know, I think one of the biggest success stories that I have seen in my many years in farm editing is the Oregon Fryer Commission, Bert.
Those housewives, by golly, when they reach in that counter, they like that sign grown with Oregon. Now, am I right or wrong?
Oh, you're 100% right. And, you know, we're creatures of habit.
You're right.
And if you can identify a product by a logo or a name or a picture or something, a quality, the two simultaneously complement one another, and it brings a repeat customer back. And of course, that's just salesmanship and marketing product. And your landmark of quality, grown in Oregon, these things where we do have extremely high quality products grown here are some of the strong points as far as it comes to promoting and holding that consistent foreign market that I was talking about earlier.
You know, I think in conclusion, we could just say we've been just too doggone modest here in Oregon. What do you agree with me, Bert?
You're doggone right, and as you travel a lot, you learn to appreciate this. You know, we complain quite a lot as Oregonians because Oregon as a state has always wanted to be foremost in a lot of areas. And I guess I'm no different than anybody else. I wish they wouldn't be first in some areas, and I haven't got to sit back. But... You can be proud, I can be proud, we all can, of the job that has been done in Oregon, and we as Oregonians, as you just mentioned, need to sing that song a little louder, get it across to more places, and thereby create a better lifestyle for Oregonians in the long run.
You know, Bert, just a closing thought. I don't think people realize just how competitive food is in the market today. Now, I've talked to brokers, fellows who take things into stores, in the supermarkets, they'll practically get in a fist fight to where they ought to put a cracker display or this display or that. So I think that, and I've had them tell me, a number of them tell me, that food is extremely competitive. And doggone it, if you take that on up to the state level, you're talking about the Agribusiness Council, am I right?
You're right, and you couldn't be talking to anybody that's any more aware of it, because as you know, we are really battling for a place in that supermarket as far as beef is concerned now. With pork and poultry and the other competing meats, we are finding out that there's a lot of things that we haven't known in the past as far as marketing our product goes that we really need to know if we're going to stay and maintain and become and a real viable commodity as far as the housewife is concerned, because we're right on the point of losing a lot of those housewives, and we don't want to do that.
Well, I kind of snuck up on you, Bert. I was hoping I could squeeze that out of you. A good word for beef, Bert. Thanks a lot to you, Bert Hawkins. You betcha. I did enjoy this interview with you because certainly here's a strong believer in the Agribusiness Council of Oregon.